an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Nearly 400 miles above the Earth and cruising at 16,000 miles an hour, two American astronauts taking a spacewalk, one of them the first non-professional astronaut ever to do it.
The four-member crew that lifted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center Wednesday settled into orbit aboard the SpaceX Crew Dragon for today's mission highlight.
SpaceX's go for spacewalk operations.
One at a time, Jared Isaacman and Sarah Gillis stood in the hatchway to test out a new spacesuit design. Before he climbed back inside, Isaacman, who funded the mission, took a look at the Earth.
It's gorgeous.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Francine coming ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane weakening to a tropical storm, but bringing a lot of rain as it heads up through Mississippi. The European Central Bank has cut its benchmark interest rate, trying to prop up a mediocre growth in the economy there with lower borrowing costs for businesses and home buyers next week. The Federal Reserve is expected to do the same in this country. This is ABC News. The death toll climbing again in Vietnam after flash flooding from a typhoon. 197 people confirmed dead, but over 100 people are still missing. A hearing is set for today on whether Americans should be allowed to legally bet on elections.
Amid the explosion of legal gambling in the U.S., a federal judge in Washington has struck down a decision to prohibit a company from offering what amounts to bets on the outcome of congressional elections. The decision was by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, an independent agency of the federal government that regulates U.S. derivatives markets. There's a court hearing on it Thursday involving a New York company's plan to take what amounts to bets on control of Congress in this fall's elections.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The clock is ticking on a mega jackpot. It's been 6 months since a winning Mega Millions lottery ticket was sold in New Jersey for a jackpot worth over $1 billion. So far, no one has claimed it. The winner has 6 more months before the ticket is no good. Shiri Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at more summer-like weather conditions across the region here, really for the foreseeable future, which is kind of a continuous flow of warm air coming in from the south. It'll gradually turn a little more humid as well as some of the moisture from the remnants of Hurricane Francine moves north through the Mississippi Valley. So cloudier conditions building in by tomorrow and into the weekend, but still some peaks of sun. Also a small chance of a couple of showers popping up by tomorrow night or Saturday, although they may be concentrated a bit just off to our west. By Sunday, the chance will be over us yet, but again, very small amounts, most spots getting a few tenths of an inch or less. Generally quiet conditions shaping up for the early to mid part of next week, and again, those temperatures running well above normal. So today, look for sunny skies, highs reaching the middle 80s, southeast wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Some high clouds move in tonight, low at 50. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, high about 82, east wind up to 10 miles per hour. There is a slight chance of a shower Friday night, low 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of a few hit and miss showers, high about 79. And Sunday, more clouds than sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, low 60, high 78. Monday, partly sunny, low 60, high 81. More of the same for Tuesday and Wednesday, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s to near 60, with highs around 80 degrees or so. So overall, just the summer-like pattern continues. Enjoy that sunshine today, highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Our temperature is up to 54 degrees. Yesterday's high, it was 84. 93, the record high set on the 12th of September, 1931. Record low, 30 in 1955. Last year's high was 71 and the low, 46. Sunset tonight will be at 7:17. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:38. Right now, the air is calm and the barometer is up a bit at 30.01. No precipitation today. After a low of 50, it is 54 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll look at the schedule of events going on tonight in high school sports. Also, the Brewers were beaten soundly last night, and it's still not a done deal that Jordan Love will miss Sunday's game. Those stories and more in a moment.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Lots of high school events going on today around the area. We begin in the Ridge and Valley Conference, where Weston will be at Kickapoo for high school volleyball, and Ithaca will be at Waseca Steuben. In the SWAL, Boscobel travels to Mineral Point for volleyball, and Riverdale is home to open up the home portion of the conference season with Fenimore. Tonight, Richland Center will be on the road. A couple of sports will be at Platteville, as Platteville-Lancaster will be hosting soccer, the JV action beginning around 5 and varsity at 7. And Platteville will be hosting Richland Center in high school volleyball this evening. The Hornets trying to make it 2-0 in the conference after a win last week over Dodgeville. And at River Valley High School tonight, Reedsburg plays River Valley in soccer, and the River Valley volleyball team will host Lancaster. I talked this week with River Valley volleyball coach Mariah Hill about the start of the season.
Well, this year is definitely a little bit different than years past, I think. We're definitely rebuilding this year and learning. We're a very young, pretty inexperienced varsity level team. So lots of learning as we're going.
I know that you started out in the always tough UW Stout tournament. And did you see some good competition there?
Yeah, we saw some really good competition up there, and it really kind of helped us work through some kinks and see what we kind of needed to work on, where our strengths were and where our weaknesses were. And it's always a fun two-day tournament to kick off the season.
You struggled at Prairie du Chien the opening night, it looked like.
We sure did. We unfortunately had a lot of unforced errors on our side, and definitely got us. We were expecting a little bit more out of ourselves that night and kind of let ourselves down. Prairie did a great job of, you know, just keeping even keel on the night and doing their job on their side of the net. And unfortunately, we did not do our jobs on our side of the net, and that really hurt us in the end.
The River Valley volleyball team looks to bounce back tonight as they play their conference home opener, and they'll be doing battle against Lancaster. We'll have the match on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The JV match begins at 5:30 tonight. Varsity will follow that. High school football hits weekend number 4 this weekend. Riverdale will be home, and their opponent will be Waseca Steuben. I talked to Coach Lucas Phelps about what's going on this week for Riverdale practice.
You know, we're pretty healthy right now. We just got two guys back fully this week, so right now we don't have anyone out for the first time since the middle of our week one game, so that's always a big thing, advantage of staying healthy with numbers and stuff like that. Hopefully able to get, you know, our JV games and like that, but having guys healthy, not just for in the game but competing in practice and having numbers to do your drills and compete to the best of your ability is a huge thing for us.
Was Potosi Castle everything you thought they'd be?
You know, I thought pretty good team. You know, I think they got the size, the speed, stuff like that. You know, we didn't help ourselves with some of the mental issues and errors and penalties, stuff like that. But, I mean, it's a pretty stout team. I'm kind of excited to see the run that they make this postseason.
Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps, also during week number four, the Ithaca Bulldogs host one of the top games in the area. They'll be taking on Bangor at home. And co-head coach Kyle Kelly talked about the Bulldogs improving to now 3-0 after their victory last week over Hillsborough.
The defense had another shutout. They played phenomenally. Pretty exciting to be in this conference. Like I said, we have three tough bluffs teams right off the bat. So I think we can give a big win here Friday.
The Bulldogs hosting Bangor on Friday night, and then they'll travel to Cashton next week. So three tough Scenic Bluffs teams right out of the gate for the Bulldogs. Bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. It was Gauntlet Insurance with a series high, 29-13. Walsh's Ace Hardware at 28-38, and the Phoenix Center at 27-56. High team game, Walsh's Ace Hardware, 9-98 and 9-93. Gauntlet Insurance at 9-73. Top series, Andy Keller, a 6-73. Hank McNabor, a 6-72. Kevin Genthy with a 6-54. The best game was Elijah Cannon's 2-66. Hank McNamer rolled a 2-44. Greg Shep and Andy Keller each had 2-42s in the Merchants Bowling League. The Giants' torch starter, Colin Ray, for four runs in both the first and second innings on the way to a 13-2 win over the Brewers last night. Ray took the loss after giving up 10 runs in the lopsided decision that evened the series at a game apiece. Milwaukee scored single runs in the third and seventh, but was never really in the contest. That's six losses in the last nine games, but the Brewers still have a big lead in the division standings. Last night, it was a tough night for Colin Ray. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he didn't have his great stuff, but I'm confident, you know, he's done so much for us. I'm confident, you know, he's probably a little worn out like a lot of guys are, but there's no time for that. He'll bounce back.
Murphy says Colin Ray has been their real stalwart this year in the lineup.
Colin's been such a warrior for us all season, for a couple of years now. He's 12-4, you know, and the records don't always indicate things, but Colin's been a horse for us.
The Brewers do battle again tonight at San Francisco, 8:45 for the first pitch time on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Dodgers beat the Cubs 10-8, St. Louis 2-1 over Cincinnati, Washington 5, Atlanta 1, Pittsburgh 3-1 over Miami. It was also a win last night in the American League for Cleveland over the White Sox 6-4, Minnesota 6, the Angels 4, Boston 5, Baltimore 3, the Yankees 4, Kansas City 3, Oakland 5-4 over Houston. Interleague play, the Mets 6, Toronto 2, Arizona 14, Texas 4, Philadelphia 3-2 over Tampa Bay, Detroit 7, Colorado 4, Seattle 5, and San Diego 2. The new NFL weekend begins tonight. Buffalo plays at Miami. Quarterback Jordan Love tops the list of players in the Packers' midweek injury report. As expected, Love still has not taken part in the team's practices. Limited participants in Wednesday's practice were cornerback Corey Ballantyne, along with defensive lineman Kenny Clark, and backup running back Marshawn Lloyd. Head coach Matt LaFleur has already committed to using Malik Willis as his starter against the Colts Sunday if Love isn't cleared to play. That is not expected to happen just yet. Matt LaFleur is still not ruling out the possibility of Jordan Love and his playing against the Colts as the quarterback. As Love gets ready for the game as well in his own way, the Packers are keeping a close eye on him. And the other concerning thing for the Packers facing the Colts will be trying to stop running back Jonathan Taylor, the former Wisconsin running back. Xavier McKinney of the Packers talked about that.
That's another challenge. Obviously, he's a really great back in his league. He's a guy that can make people miss down the field, and he has great vision. So we're going to have to do a great job of just getting 11 hats to the ball every time. And, you know, it's going to take more than one person to be able to get him down. But, you know, we accept the challenge, and it's going to be fun, and we're going to have fun going out there and competing.
And the Badgers have already lost to Alabama once this week. Four-star forward Amari Allen just committed to the Crimson Tide. The 6'7", 180-pound Allen made a visit to the Wisconsin-Madison campus during the summer and received the official offer in July. He was scheduled for another campus visit this weekend. The rating services have him rated second among the recruiting class of 2025 from Wisconsin. He will play for Ashwaubenon High School this season. And that's a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Week 4 of the football season is here as we look at some of the big games on the schedule. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Believe it or not, we're nearing the halfway point of the high school football regular season as teams will head to Week 4 this weekend. The Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week features a huge showdown in the Clover Belt Conference as Division 6 top-ranked Mondovi will welcome in D5 fourth-ranked Stanley Boyd. In the Milwaukee area, Muskego versus Maguanago has become must-watch TV the last few years, and the teams often play in the postseason as well. They'll meet up Friday in Muskego. Moving west on the interstate, Verona has won the last two Big 8 titles, but Madison Memorial has looked very good this year and is looking to take control of the league on Friday. A pair of state runners-up from last year, Wrightstown in D5 and Luxembourg-Casco in D4, will face off this week. There are a couple big games in the FBA, including Fond du Lac welcoming in Kimberly and Nina traveling to Kaukauna. The Big Rivers features a trio of outstanding matchups in what is shaping up to be another nail-biting conference race. Rice Lake at Menominee, Hudson against New Richmond, and Chippewa Falls versus River Falls. Northwestern has rebounded with two straight wins, and the Tigers will take on St. Croix Falls this weekend for early control of the Heart of North Conference. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Let's
back, still stuck playing that mix I made for you. Yeah, that's my strawberry wine stain, my nail polish on the tailgate. So much of me left, I bet you must get deja vu.
On WRCO Radio, good morning. 8:30 the time, and we're up to 56 degrees. They had the showing of the Just a Bit Outside movie last night. They had it in Waukesha, and it sounded like it was going to be a great affair. I've not checked in with, we had a winner that was one of the winners from the text line on WRCO Radio, and they had a chance to go, so it'll be kind of interesting to hear. But I know that some of the former Brewers from the 82 team are going to be there, and former Commissioner Bud Selig was reported to be headed that way last night. So we'll see how that went. I think I want to see that. Just a Bit Outside, it talks about the summer of 82 and the fall of 82 with the Brewers going all the way to the World Series. And truthfully, it might be hard for me to watch. It might be like a tearjerker for me. It might be too emotional. From the Lost and found a pair of glasses in the Allison Park area near the pond. They were found last night. 608-647-4480. That's 647-4480.
All it takes is a downtown bar. All it takes is some neon stars. A little you, a little me, in the same vicinity. And it's on. Everyone is the first, last time. Walk away, then we hit rewind. A little touch, a little buzz. Don't know what keeping it up. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line? We say it, then the telephone rings. Hello, are you at home? 'Cause I'm all alone missing you. We swear it ain't love, 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 but you're there when the sun comes up. We swear it ain't love, 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 but it always comes back to us. Is it
We swear it ain't love, love, love. We swear it ain't love, love, love. Is it your heart or mine? Is it whiskey or wine? Is it something in the night making us wanna cross that line, girl? Playing with fire, love ain't too far behind. It's just a matter of time till it finds your heart or mine. Your heart or mine.
At the end of the captured in the moonlight, you gave what you insist was just a kiss. But my lips said otherwise, and to my heart's surprise, that moment of total bliss was more than just a just a kiss can make my heart ache. Just a kiss can make me fall. Just a kiss can make my whole world shake. But your kiss did it all. I don't pretend to know love's mysteries, but baby, I know this. When you touched your lips to mine, it was more than just a kiss. Oh. I felt my feet leave the ground. I heard my walls come down. There was no chance to resist. It was more than just a kiss. Because just a kiss can make my heart ache. Just a kiss can make me fall. Just a kiss can make my whole world shake. But your kiss did it all. I don't pretend to know love's mysteries, but baby, I know this. When you touched your lips to mine, it was more than just a kiss. It was a flood, it was a fire, it was a wall on a wire. It was that moment in time I'll never chase from my mind. It was more than just a kiss. Whoa, just a kiss can. Just a kiss can make me fall. Just a kiss can make my whole world shake. But your kiss did it all. I don't pretend to know love's mysteries, but baby, I know this. When you touched your lips to mine, it was more than just a kiss.
On WRCO Radio, a song always that has reminded me of Roy Orbison and his style. Okujamon Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open today and tomorrow from 10 until 2. They'll be in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. A great day to go out and support the cause and enjoy a great treat in the great outdoors.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Looking to refresh your home or fix up those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall and plaster repairs, and even paint entry doors. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Trivia time today is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion. Today's winning answer wins a great prize from TriStar Gifts and More. We're going to spin for you a theme from a particular television program. And if you know the right answer, give us a call as soon as possible. 608-647-4155. Here we go. Listen up. Name that television series, and you'll win the prize. All right. I think I'm back in time with my House Slippers on there. All right. Jelly Roll on FM 100.9.
Jail revival. I'm a bottle in the Bible. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm. Undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
We have found our trivia winner today here on the radio. Congratulations to Carlene Ramsden, who is the winner of trivia today from TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. That particular theme comes from the television program Family Affair. There you go. One of my favorites from back in time. It was Carlene's, too. She said she even had a Mrs. Beasley doll that her parents got for her when she had to get her tonsils out. And there you go. Mrs. Beasley doll with the little glasses. Yes, I never wanted that. I always wanted their older sister, Sissy, to come babysit me, though. But she never must not have been available at that time. But the American sitcom starring Brian Keith and Sebastian Cabot on the air. In fact, it debuted this very day in 1966. It was on the air through 1971 and is still on in reruns. Yeah, I always liked the gentleman's gentleman, Mr. French. And I remember certain episodes really well. I remember when they were overseas. They were in Europe, and I don't know where. It was some European country, and Buffy and Jody got stuck on the bus, and the bus took off, and their Uncle Bill was standing there, and they couldn't get him, and that was the cliffhanger for the next week, and I couldn't wait for the next week because Buffy and Jody were stranded on that bus for a whole week. But anyway, that's it for trivia today. Thanks for playing.
Ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it. But one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans. And I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Caroline.
one-shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing round it when your whole world's standing there. Just 'cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. And just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Caroline. Been a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
Cole Swindell on WRCO, and forever to me. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older, or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Slow ruins everything. So why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers, and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided, and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction located between Dodgeville and Spring Green is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Some friends will come to visit us on the morning show today. We'll have some members of the Riverdale staff in with us on the first part of the show. Then a little bit later on, we'll talk about a big event going on in Rockbridge this weekend. And they're going to be serving all kinds of food, including some cinnamon rolls. They brought in some for us to taste test, I guess just to make sure they're fit to eat. Ooh, they're fit. I'm not going to be. Keep eating cinnamon rolls. Oh, man. Here's Neil McCoy.
Brought our first dog prints home in it. Someone in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot put a dent in it. I used it to learn to drive and catch all the pretty girls' eyes on Friday nights. We took advantage of the $10 a carload. Squeezed 13 people in it at the drive-in picture show. Used for homecoming parades. It knew every road that wasn't paved, and it was U.S. made. I drive a used car, used for real life. Seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue. When I'm asked about my ride, yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. We rode in it to bury Grandpa. I drove it off to college in the early fall. Might be on the second engine, I wouldn't trade it for a million. Me and that car have seen it all. I drive a used car, used for real life. Seen a few miles like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights. When I'm asked about my ride, yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car, used for real life. Seen a few miles, like it's got its own heart. Used for good times, saw some blue lights. When I'm asked about my ride, yeah, buddy, I just smile and say I drive a used car. Now when I'm asked about my ride, smile and say I drive a used car. I drive a used car.
just read me.